trying to summarize who has said what to whom at what point and how that has built, and neither of us knows at this point.
Well, allow me to help you and shed some light on the subject.
Yes, please, because take it away.
I also found it a little bit hard to follow. And I guess in the tradition of it being the holiday season, and of course by that I mean Russian national season, and in the great tradition of Vincent Joe and now a Terry Tutberidze, I thought it would be appropriate to express myself through the art of poetry.
Oh my God.
So let me read you a little something I put together.
I am so excited.
'Twas the week before Rustnats, and all through the land, some hot drama flames were about to get fanned. Alina announced she'd be taking a break, and left lingering questions behind in her wake. Was she off ice for good? Would she come back someday? Had she been crowded out by the Quadster 3A? And a Terry, in her Louis Vuitton coat and cap, had just settled down for a victory lap. When from Instagram there arose such a clatter, she sprung to her phone to see what was the matter. When what to her wondering eyes should appear but Plushenko, who'd come for her wig and career. He said that Alina should get a new coach. I know it's not my star he's trying to poach, said a Terry, who fired back all guns a-blazing. Please show me, she asked, all the champions you're raising. Oh, that's right, you can't, because you only care to take skaters whose skills are already all there. Excuse the fuck out of me, Plushenko shot back, but isn't that the pot calling the kettle black? Most of the medals in Sambo were earned by skaters whose triples had elsewhere been learned. Eteri's response was a little arcane. A poem and a selfie, she posted on Main. Tarasova, too, was roped into the fight. She weighed in, and it was perceived as a slight when she said she thought that Alina should stay and that she was too young to be stepping away. So the press storm enveloped TAT as well, to which she responded that they could go straight to hell. And at one point, the tea was getting so piping hot that even the Kremlin was asked for their thoughts. Meanwhile, we saw Lisa's jump arsenal increase, and Zhenya just wants to draw tadpoles in peace. And I think Yagudin might have also clapped back, but at a certain point it got hard to keep track. Bottom line is, we love a good petty-ass fight, so merry Rustnats to all, and to all a good night.